Kieran Dixon played at London, going back to London, slightly different circumstances.
Yeah, I think it's massively different circumstances in the biggest game of my career so far, and to be able to go back home and have the biggest game of my career is something special for me.
Can you believe it? You know, has it sunk in yet? What's going to be happening at the weekend?
Yeah, sinking in now. Obviously, with all this media that's going on now, and the build-up is beginning, and I think it's something that everybody's got to be prepared for, and it's the biggest game of a lot of people's careers on the weekend.
Obviously, you moved to Hulkington Rovers to further your career, and justification, I guess, you're playing in one of the biggest games, like you said, of your career.
Yeah, that's the reason I came to Hull KR. Obviously, I had an injury in the 2013 season, and to have the opportunity to come to a team like Hull KR and get to showcase what I can do in a big team like that, and with the fans and following that they've got, and it's a lot different to London. But like I say, to further my career, and it's something that I feel like I've done so far.
It's been a tough cup run for you. Bradford, Wigan, Catalan, Warrington. You've not had it easy, have you?
No, far from easy. We've had a very strong opposition in each round, and to be able to put down some of the giants of rugby league and in the Super League as well, and to be able to knock them out of the cup is something special for the whole KR and the fans themselves. I think the fans did a lot to help us with that, with the noise that they made in every stadium that we was at, if it was home or away, and to be able to repay them with a trip to Wembley is something that was, I think, everybody's happy with.
What about personally? Obviously, you were a shining light when you were at London, but in a team that was struggling with the best one in the world, you've come now to a team that is capable of fighting on these fronts. So what's it been? What's your journey been like for you?
It's been amazing. It's something that I didn't think I'd be doing this early in my career, being at a stage where I could play at Wembley. But it's something that I'm taking in my stride, and I think everybody's doing the same. We've got quite a few young players, and we've got quite a few experienced players from Australia and here in England, and with the likes of Graham Horn, Sean Lunt and Tyrone McCarthy, they're all in this room with us, and they've all been there before and know what it's like, and I think it's something that they're really happy that everybody else is getting the opportunity to experience as well.
I'm sure some of your friends down in London not really sure what rugby league is, but they'll know all about Wembley. They'll know this is a big day for you, won't they?
My mates know what rugby is just because obviously I play it, and they've watched me a few times on the TV. But yeah, like you say, everybody knows what Wembley Stadium is, and to say that I'm going out there to hopefully be playing on that field, and you should come down and watch, and you should experience a day at rugby.
Have they been inundating you for tickets, or have you managed to keep them away?
No, it's been pretty easy with the tickets, to be honest. I've obviously still got friends that play for Hemel Stags, and they have tickets up there, and I was able to secure some up there for my family and friends, and I think that's something that they've liked, and obviously Hemel have helped out with that as well, and I can only thank them for that.
There'll be some guys, some young kids playing in London now, will be looking at you and thinking, wow, I could follow the same pathway that Kieran Dixon's done. What would your message be to them guys?
It's kind of hard for me to give a message because I'm still early on in my career as well, and the thing that's got me here is obviously concentrating, and it's being myself, not trying to impress anybody. Obviously, you've got to impress your coaches, but not trying to be something that I'm not. And I've worked hard to try and put myself in a position that I've always wanted to be. I've always wanted to be a professional sportsman, and I've always wanted to wear an England shirt and to in any sport that I could. And I was from a young age, that was my goal. And to be able to have done that with the England Knights jersey so far in my career is something that I never thought I'd do as well. And to be in the stage where I'm going to Wembley now is incredible, and I think it's just don't give up on what you want to achieve.
How did you get involved in rugby and
captain? I played rugby union. I followed one of my friends to play rugby union for a local side called Camelot, and from there he went up and played for the local rugby league side when the union season was finished, and I'd done the same. I followed him, and because he was like I say, he was one of my best friends, and we'd done quite a bit together and played a lot of rugby together, and he's still at Hemel now, and I think to be able to go down to Wembley and see him, when because it's usually me and him sitting in the stands and watching on, but for him to be able to sit in the stands and watch one of his friends play on the pitch is going to be crazy for him as well as me, I think.
Have you thought about it yet, what it's going to be like on Saturday walking out in front of 80,000 plus?
It's hard to think about when you've not experienced it, and I can't even put into words how I can feel, because I know what it's like to sit in the stands and feel the atmosphere of all the fireworks going off when the teams come out, all the singing, the national anthem and stuff like that, and just to know that I'm going to hopefully be walking out of the tunnel with the Rovers jersey on, and to be hearing them fireworks go off and standing there when the anthem's going on as well is going to be an amazing feeling for anybody.
Proud moment for your family as well, I guess.
Yeah, I hope. I hope so. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it will be a proud moment to see, obviously for my mum and dad, to see their son go out in such an iconic stadium such as Wembley. And I think, obviously, I've got a little girl, and for her to be able to see me come out at Wembley Stadium, even though she's relatively young, just to have her there with me and experience her dad playing on a field like that is going to be amazing.
Yeah,